Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You and I should cringe when we hear people speaking so disrespectfully. Go up, you old bald head. I'm sure they said other stuff. But the Bible said he turned around and looked at them and spoke out a curse. Now, he didn't just do this at whim. The anointing came on him. You must say, man, I'm glad we're not in the Old Testament. How about the New Testament? You remember that Elymas the sorcerer? The Spirit of God came on Paul. He said, you child of all subtlety, you child of the devil, you're going to be blind for a season, not be able to see. And just like that, he lost his sight. New Testament. We've been talking about miracles. We've been talking about signs. We're talking about wonder. Some of these are in these areas. Can you see how all this goes together? The Lord's teaching us. He's bringing us into some areas we might not have thought as much about. People have created God in the image of their ideas, in the image of their denomination's ideas, and they don't like to hear some of these things. Listen, God is awesome. Amen. He is not to be trifled with. Right. He's not to be treated with contempt. His holiness and purity is beyond reproach and examination, and His wisdom, and everything He does and everything He has not done, everything He has performed, everything He has allowed is perfectly just and righteous, whether you see it or whether you don't. He ought to be respected. He ought to be honored, shouldn't He? He ought to be revered. And the Bible said, inasmuch as you've done it or not done it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it or didn't do it to me. Jesus said, if they don't receive you, they don't receive me. If they don't receive me, they don't receive the one that sent me. As we've talked about it before, showing honor to God means showing honor to people. Men and women that are like you, that are not perfect, but that's not what makes them special. The call of God, the hand of God, the manifestation, when God chooses somebody, when He does something through them. You may not be able to see why He chose them, but the fact that He chose them ought to be good enough for you. Sometimes you might look at it and just shake your head and go, man, wonder why He picked them. He knows things you don't know. He knows their hearts. And if He picked them, that ought to be good enough for you. And if He used them, whether it's a brother or sister, it doesn't have to be a minister, a brother or sister, He used them in some capacity, you ought to respect that and not allow yourself to speak any kind of demeaning, debasing, derogatory thing. The man of God wheeled around. He spoke over them. A Bible said two she-bears came out of the woods and mauled them, killed 42 of them. Now, I know people don't like to hear that. But it happened. Why did it happen? Because these kids didn't have enough sense but to go out here and talk like this to a man of God. And what's worse, their parents didn't have enough sense to teach them better than this. This is an indictment of how far this generation had gotten away from God. Because, you know, kids can make mistakes. They can go out and do stuff different than what their parents taught them. I know that. But for the more part, if they had come up in a home that feared God, they wouldn't have wanted to be a part of such a thing. They'd have said, well, you can do it, but I'm not. I'm going to the house. And they'd have still been alive. And why would the Lord allow this? This is radical. I mean, this is like these 102 guys getting burned up. This is very serious. Why would He allow this? He wanted every boy and every girl among His people to know that story. Didn't He? He wanted everyone growing up to know and realize, oh man, don't mock the man of God. Don't say that. I mean, you remember the story? The bears came out of the woods and God. Wouldn't that make an impression on a little kid? And then it's sad that we got so many little ones today that little spit and cuss in their mother's face, say and do things with their teachers, and that just, we've had little ones in Sunday school. I mean, you just couldn't believe the foul language coming out of that little child's mouth. Well, where'd they get that? This needs to change. It's already begun to change. I believe God's doing a great thing in us and for us. And through, we have already, like I've mentioned, we've already had people in the community that want to know more about the church because of our kids. They'd say, wow, they write us letters and say, man, that young man is the most respectful, finest young man, young woman, that little child, most respectful, peaceful, kindest little child. I thought all that was gone. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So nice, so polite, so respectful. This is a witness. This is light in a dark world. It starts with you. It can be passed down to your kids. If the Lord tarries his coming, the next generation can take it to a whole nother level. And tell me the good thing about it. If we honor him, he's going to honor us. Now you might say, well, now, Brother Keith, you know, 102 being burn up in a moment. 42 kids being destroyed by wild animals. Why don't we hear more of that today? Well, maybe that's just Old Testament. No, Ananias and Sapphira is not Old Testament, is it? They stood up and disrespected the man of God and got lied to the man of God, to his face. And Peter said, you haven't just lied to me. You lied to God. And they fell dead when they heard those words. Boom, they hit the ground. And you might say, well, wonder why we don't, haven't seen more of that. Three words, mercy of God. You think about this. The Bible said judgment must first begin at the house of God. If judgment came full measure on these kind of things for disrespect and dishonor, how much of the church would we lose before people got a hold of it? It's the mercy of God, isn't it? But the increase of power and the increase of the manifestation of God's presence and miracles goes hand in hand with this. I spent some time watching some of the old videos and the old books of people that were used in great ways by the Spirit of God in times past, some of the earliest available. And some of them, you can see, they had such a reverence for God. And they would warn people. I'm thinking of a man of God right now. He had amazing miracles, amazing miracles. And he would warn people. He would say, don't you sit in here and think like that and imagine like that. Something bad could happen to you. See, that sounds strange to our ears now. And he warned them that some of the things that the people were being delivered from, if they sat out there and mocked it, some of those things could come on them. Have we even heard such things today? Do we even think like that? It's because people have lost fear of God. They don't have the fear of God. And their people don't even believe God exists. So that's why they got no qualms about using the Lord's name in vain and saying such terrible things about Jesus and His church. Because they think, well, ain't nobody hearing it. Nothing to it. It's not true. They are wrong. He hears. He sees. He knows. And there have been times throughout history that people's blasphemies and their slander provoked Him. And he didn't let it go. He answered. You know, there's an exciting side of this too. You watch it. When somebody starts talking in God's face, I start smiling. Because I know they're setting herself up. And do you remember that numerous occasions in the Scripture when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king, he said, you know, if you don't bow down when the music sounds, I'm going to throw you into that furnace. And what God is that that can deliver you out of my hand? That's the kind of language I'm talking about. When people talk like that, you need to stand back to a safe distance. Because God hears it. And there's some of this, He just won't let it go. Some of it He lets it pass because they're ignorant. But there's some folk that say, they say things they ought not say. And I'm telling you, did God show up or not? He showed up. And next thing you know, old Nebuchadnezzar is trembling. And he's saying, who else is in that fire? Who is that in there? And then he writes a letter to everybody that they better show the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego some respect. And if they don't show him some respect, he's going to come tear their house down. Oh, boy. He got converted, didn't he? He was the most blasphemous one out there. But it changed. And you see, when people speak this defying talk, what God could do that? Your God's not real. Oh, man. He hears it. I know Brother Jesse Duplantis, and we were talking years ago, there was something he wanted for his aircraft on their airport. And nobody had ever had it before. And he wanted it. And he was going to believe to have it. And the people in charge told him, that ain't never happened. It ain't never going to happen. The huge oil companies have tried to do it, and they couldn't do it. The mob tried to do it, and they couldn't do it. And not even your God can do that. And he told me, and me and him laughed. I said, uh-huh, let him say it again. Amen. Let him say it again. You know what happened?
He got it.
I mean, officials from high up in the government got involved. And they said, you got to let this man do this. And it happened. And he's got it. And they, all of them still got their mouth open going,
that's right.
How? Don't say God can't do it.
That's right.
Don't get up in God's face.
Right.
Well, if they blaspheme, they do. But see to it that it never comes out of your mouth.
Amen.
That you never get smart mouthed with God. And you never, I've heard preachers, bless their hearts, how would they think this way? Get in God's face and go, come on now, God. I've served you. Where are you? I've done my part. Why aren't you? Well, watch out. Who do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah.
You get smart mouthed with God. Think about the third captain of 50. I'm going to think he's a good example. He comes, he hits the ground. Boom. Oh, man of God. He says it in a nice way. Oh, man of God. Oh, man of God. Please, let our lives be worth something in your eyes. And because he showed honor, he got honor.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me